the main thrust is always going to be philosophy, because you've got to get that down. It's kind of like I always equate it to when I was, you know, taking dance and I was doing modern dance. You know, Jeannie, you and I both have done ballet, and I've done mm-hmm. jazz, and then I was doing modern dance in college. And you could get the technique down all day long, but until you understood why you were dancing,
right.
and able to affect that, put that into your dance, then you were just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
I think now we really need to spend time on the meat, which is the philosophy. Okay, so that people can apply it no matter what they come up against. What better time to be talking about butterfly adversity and the butterfly effect, which is a book, by the way, than when you're going through it yourself?
Yes. Yes.
Which I definitely am. And I know that you do simply just by association, or you go through it on your own.
Everybody
does. Everybody does. And some of us, it just seems escalated at times more than mm-hmm. others. And again, the world is going through adversity right now, too, in our hearts and our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Japan and what is going on over there with them. And it's going to be such a long haul. And again, mm-hmm. this is going to affect the entire world if those nuclear reactors go the way that they are saying they are. So it's something that everybody needs to be aware of and prepared for emotionally, physically, spiritually. And I would say most importantly, spiritually. Let's get into today's topic. And I honestly can't tell you that this topic had to be once again divinely orchestrated, because I'm going through so much adversity. And then at the same time, you know, to connect this butterfly, the butterfly to the lymph system. So we're talking not just the philosophical part, but also the physical part. It is interesting that there's not something I would have been able to think of that had to be the Lord. I give him all credit and glory for today's show, and I pray that we can pull it off the way we hope that he wants it done.
Yes.
Quote that I put up on Facebook today, and it's, problems are good, not bad. Welcome them and become the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And from the book, The Butterfly Effect, Andy Andrews wrote that book, and he says in that, every action matters. Deciding to do something matters. Your actions have value far greater than gold or silver. And as nature has, that is the biggest challenge that we come up against. People not wanting to take action, they want us to tell them what to do.
Right. Yep.
Because this is what people are used to doing with their selves and their animals because of modern medicine.
Mm-hmm.
They dictate to you what to do, what not to do, and people aren't being responsible for their own health or that of their animals. Yet it's our own actions that have value. It's our own commitment. It's our own involvement. And I know in the webinar yesterday, I must have said that probably at least 5 times, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
How we have to hold ourselves accountable and take responsibility. Be empowered by that. And you're going to face adversity doing that, because you're going to come up against people that aren't going to understand why you're doing it. Why aren't you running to the doctor? Look at your dog. And this happened to a client of mine when the dog started detoxing, and she's holding fast to the detox, and the dog looks worse than before
mm-hmm.
because of the body detoxing.
Going through
and everyone's one person, and the listener will know who this is, and I don't want to give her name just because it's a private conversation with me and her, that a relative of hers said, half jokingly, that I ought to turn you in for animal abuse. And this is the mentality that we're up against
in this
world. But the vet listened to me, but you're not. You don't have an open mind, because we adhere to the laws of health and nature.
Mm-hmm.
They consider us closed-minded and narrow. Why does the path to destruction narrow the path to what, Jeannie?
To righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
And that is what people are not going to understand. But remember, and I tell myself this going through the adversity, you guys know that Shadrach has been sick, and yet he's come through another hump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's limping today. But he's come through the major hump that I just flat didn't think he would rebound from, because I didn't think his body was strong enough to. It was a hardcore healing crisis. And yet he's old, and I don't think he'll ever be wholly well, but he has shown me how to face that. And I don't always do it very gracefully or nice. Jeannie has to remind me all the time, you're talking about adversity and you're not handling it very well.
I didn't say it that way.
Well, you said it much nicer than that. That's the way I would have said it. That's exactly what, the adversity is what's going to mold us. And, you know,
it's good for
adversity,
us.
Like what's going on in Japan. How do we know what's going to happen out of that horrible
That's
tragedy?
Right. That's
what
right.
Beautiful things will emerge from that in different people's lives. Some people will go on to become very bitter and dry up, and others will blossom like nobody would ever imagine that they could.
But, you know, I found out recently that there's been some research going on following people going through, you know, really challenging and disastrous situations. And they've actually shown that there are benefits to experiencing adversity in our lives. And that after a difficult challenge, then we are less likely to feel pained or challenged the next time around. Not that it won't be painful and difficult, but we won't be as pained or as affected by it. We'll be that much better off, better able to handle the next tragic or adversity in our lives.
Absolutely.
I thought that was cool.
It was very cool. That's very cool. The thing is, when we're going through these things and we're witnessing them and supporting the body the way we know to, according to the laws of health, the adversity that we're watching as the body does what it does, the beauty that comes out the other end of that when that animal is allowed to heal.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, a client who told me that I wasn't listening and was not helpful like the veterinarian, the dog was on its way to healing crises. It's an old dog, and she's not allowing it to go through that. Rather, wants to do things the way the vet said, which is really in direct opposition to not only common sense, but to the laws of health. And we said repeatedly, when you violate the laws of health, you will suffer the consequences.
Absolutely.
But when you honor them, you will reap the benefits.
Absolutely.
Natural health is slow. It's so slow that it's agonizing sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Without a
but
doubt.
The body
but it's sure.
Really will. Huh?
Right.
It's sure.
Even if that healing means that, you know, the individual is too sick to get through it and ends up dying, it's still, the body is still healed itself. There's a healing. It just may take time, a long time sometimes.
And some animals and some people aren't going to be well enough to get the healing complete.
Exactly. That's when the body will just shut down in order to heal.
It'll shut down and it'll die, and that's it.
That's right.
You know,
that's,
but it was
it's
on
form
its
of healing.
Way. It was headed in the right direction.
Yes.
And modern people can't see that. They're going to think it's abuse, or they're going to think you're a fruit loop. You're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not considerate. You're not understanding. You're not open minded. You're stupid. This is butterfly adversity, and why do I equate that to butterfly adversity, and how does the lymph system fit into all this, and why do they only give us such a short time to do our show in nowadays? Anyway, let's talk about the butterfly for a minute. And I went to Wikipedia just to look up something. I am enamored of butterflies. I think they're awesome. Of course, I wouldn't want a caterpillar crawling up me in the larva, you know, in the pupa stage, or the larva stage. I wouldn't want them crawling on me. Fine once they've hit that butterfly. I don't really like creepy crawlies, any. Okay,
oh,
you know,
they're fuzzy, wuzzy. They're cute.
No, I liked when I was a kid. That's the weird thing. I brought a whole thing. I was out there playing with the real fuzzy ones when I was a kid, and I brought them in to show my mom. My mom wigged out.
Yeah.
I get those in the house. Well, Mom, look at how cute they are. Well, and she didn't think they were cute at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share something that was interesting. I didn't know that this show was going to be like this, but I watched a movie on Saturday called The Ant Bully. It was a kid's cartoon movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of like one of those Disney things. And it was interesting that I watched that and watched what they were going through and what their whole world and their whole thing. Somebody whoever made that movie knew what goes on in the ant world and with caterpillars, butterfly caterpillars,
mm-hmm.
and the symbiotic relationship. Well, on Wikipedia, it just says that a butterfly is mainly a day-flying insect. There's butterflies and there's moths. The butterfly's life cycle consists of four parts, an egg, a larva, a pupa, and an adult. And it said that they often have large, bright-colored wings, and they're beautiful, and we want to attract them, you know, to our gardens and so forth. And there's this whole thing. You remember that song, Jeannie? Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and
okay.
the moon up above and a thing called love. Okay, that I love that song as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for my singing, but it all connects for me now, seeing how such a symbiotic relationship in nature, and man is working hard to annihilate that.
Oh, boy.
Well, these butterflies, they, like the monarch, some of them can travel and migrate over long distances,
mm-hmm.
and some have evolved to have a symbiotic and parasitic sort of relationship with social insects like ants, and this is what this
That's
movie
right.
showed. It was amazing. Some are considered pests in the larva stages because they damage domestic crops and trees, but others are agents of pollination. So what are we going to be? Are we going to allow adversity to make us those who damage and bring annihilation? Are we going to allow ourselves to bring life and joy and health and fruitfulness to others?
Mm-hmm.
And I could very easily fall into one or the other category depending on my mood. But then our lives shouldn't be dictated by our moods or our feelings.
That's right. Absolutely right.
We have to grow from that adversity and become that beautiful butterfly. The butterfly, that caterpillar has to truck along really slowly, going through all kinds of stuff, and ain't no telling what's going to try and eat it along the way.
Right.
Or try to become a parasite on it and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things that can happen to that larva on the way to becoming the adult, beautiful butterfly.
Yes.
And some of them don't make it.
No.
But the ones who do and prevail through every hardship that they come up against, regardless of what the world is telling it, regardless of all the odds against it, to emerge this amazing being that has metamorphosed into this beautiful, elegant, either monarch butterfly or whatever other butterfly there is, to continue to bring life around in the areas that it pollinates and so forth.
Are you going to tell us a little more about the relationship with the ants?
Yeah, it's interesting because the ants, it's interesting how they work together, they live together, they communicate, and it's they vibrate kind of like our, I think of the dolphins and the different animals mm-hmm. in the ocean that communicate through that, but they use vibrations. Elephants communicate through vibrations.
Right, yes.
So the ants will help, and the reason they did this was to survive. The ants will help provide, they're like the soldiers that provide the protection of this caterpillar. And in turn, the caterpillar feeds them through what they call honeydew secretions.
Right.
It would sound gross to us because it's caterpillar poop.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really healthy and good for the
nutritious
ants.
For the ants.
And for
that's
the nutritious
great.
The ants.
You know, it reminds me that, you know, when we as human beings are going through adversity, that's when we often learn about true friendship. That's when your true friends come through for you and are there to support you and encourage you. That just came to me. It's just cool. Anyway,
very cool, Jeannie, that you have such insights, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you wonder, well, how would this fit into the physical aspects of the body? Let's talk about the lymph system, because this is one of the most overlooked parts of the body.
Yes, it
People
is.
People come to us and they will understand about the organs, and they'll understand about the circulation, and they'll understand mm-hmm. about even something as heavy-duty as brain function, which controls
right.
the whole
Or the cardiovascular system, you know, how
right.
that works.
But when we say lymph, we get real quiet silence on the phone if we're doing a phone consult. Real quiet silence if we're looking them in their face.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? The lymph system is there, and it's a system similar to, like, vessels. It's vessels throughout
mm-hmm.
the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cluster in areas where the lymph nodes are. Look like little grapes.
Right, right.
Underneath the throat in the human. And again, our dogs kind of have a similar place in placements with their
yes, they
lymph
do.
Nodes.
They do.
You know, in the armpits and so forth, and in the throat. The reason why it's so important for this lymph system, for us to focus on that, is that's the way we maintain a healthy life, and the same with our animals. When we were talking on the webinar yesterday, we talked about when we violate one of the laws of health, we violate them all. And we said, if you do everything right, but you don't allow your pet to exercise, they can even get obese on a raw diet.
Mm-hmm.
Their lymph system's not working.
No.
There's going to be a domino effect when you violate one of those laws, because a law in nature is not something that can be violated without consequences. So this domino effect will happen. The lymph system is what? It's kind of interesting how it works. It cleanses the fluid around the cells of your body.
Oh, it does something?
And, yeah, and then it takes that and removes all the impurities in the waste products.
Mm-hmm.
And it protects your body from toxins.
Exactly.
So it's going to allow it's
and
gonna
viruses.
Remove the toxins. That's right.
Perfect.
And it's going to allow the cells, the body itself, to function at its optimal
mm-hmm.
when it's working. But here's the thing. The lymph system needs adversity, if you think of it this way, a form of adversity to work. It doesn't move like the circulatory system does. You know, the heart's pumping and moving the blood.
Right.
And the oxygen and all of that's happening, you know, moving the blood and circulation's happening, but not with the lymph system. The lymph system you have to get moving. It needs motion. You have to create that motion through exercise. And also, a massage will help move lymph
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
It will help move. So it needs some pressure.
Right.
And it needs some jarring. And it needs some movement. to get working.
Exactly.
It needs action.
It has to have those muscular contractions.
That's right. So when you go back to what the butterfly effect book, what Andy Andrews said in his book, every action matters. Every action matters. And we have to do in order to have results.
Exactly.
And we have to be committed to that. And people might see this as a real narrow myopic viewpoint. It's actually, the focus is, I think the allopathic conventional care is myopic to the point it's reductionist.
Absolutely.
So when somebody says that we're narrow-minded, we're following the narrow path, but our viewpoint is the broad, the mind, body, spirit working together in synergy as a whole. And that's always going to include adversity.
Yeah.
For us in our lives, when adversity comes at us in physical form, you know, when I'm working out, I expect adversity when I'm pumping iron or when I'm running or, you know, doing Pilates or whatever it is.
A little pain, a little sweat.
little sweat, little pain, you know, it's the effort.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes at you emotionally, it's sometimes really difficult to face. Or when it comes at you through day-to-day things that happen in your life, it's really hard to take. But is that adversity being used to buffer you? What about our animals?
Or to cleanse
is the
you?
Is stress that they're experiencing good stress that's going to help benefit their lives, meaning, you know, you're working them out. You're teaching them to think, not just to rely on you, but they're going to focus on you, your dog, for example. But are they going to rely, and they've got to depend on you for their sustenance because
right.
they're not allowed to go out and hunt and everything like they once did. But are you going to help them be able to think and handle situations? And there's going to be some adversity in that training as they handle that. It's difficult for us to want to go through any of those things or to even want to reach for those things, but that's the only way we're going to grow. To become that butterfly, we have to be the caterpillar for a while and go through what it takes to build, to, so the body will strong enough and be able to metamorphose into that butterfly.
Right.
And the lymph system is not something that we should ever overlook. It's always something that you should be at the forefront of the care of yourselves and your animals.
Definitely. Vital. I mean, it's part of the immune system. We die without
the vital
it. We get
part
cancer with the, without it moving and being, you know, if it's plugged up. It delivers nutrients. It fights infections. It detoxifies. I mean, it's just we can't live without it. And if we
but
quit
not
using
without
it,
the adversity,
moving,
it,
that's
but
right.
It won't do it without the adversity that it needs.
Absolutely.
To do the job.
Got
to
keep moving.
That's a positive adversity, and that's what I believe that this quote by Mark Victor Hansen meant, that problems are good. And I don't look at it as problems, it's challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Challenges are good, not bad. Welcome them and
there
become
you go.
The solution. Be the model of it. And whether you're bearing a title of, you know, doctor of animal naturopathy or veterinary naturopathy, or whether you're just a naturopath in your heart, then you have to stand firm when that adversity comes flying at you as you are seeking to better the lives of your animals and yourself. Because you know that you know that you know.
Right.
And trust me, Jeannie and I get tripped down and knocked down all the time by people who just don't get it or they're not ready to get it.
Mm-hmm.
They still want to be dependent on someone telling them what to do and what to think and how to think it and how to do it.
Or to give them a pill.
Give me that.
Seriously. They want to go home with something. They want to go home with an antibiotic or a steroid or an herb or something. Surely there's something that you can give them that'll fix it right now.
Yeah, the minute the healing crisis hits and the body's starting to do what it needs to do, that's when they panic.
Yep.
This is when people are going to say you're cruel for not helping them through that if you're consulting with them. Or if you're doing it with your own animals, they're going to say you're cruel because you're not fixing it. But you are fixing it. And you're going through the adversity with your animal.
Right.
Allowing them to experience true health and healing. And it's hard to stand firm when you are a salmon swimming upstream and it's loaded with bear.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
But there are salmon who prevail and make it. Yeah. And then we can go on and continue to propagate that message throughout the world.
Yeah. Not every caterpillar makes it either.
Nope.
They have to go through a lot more adversity than we have time to discuss today.
A lot of them get eaten
by birds along the way.
But they never stop making that attempt and effort to go forward.
That's right.
And to do.
That's right.
Regardless if they are part of the collateral damage or just part of the way nature works or not. It's just how it all works.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to continue to face that adversity and go forward in spite of the daunting, often daunting, and mounting opposition and adversity.
Yes.